Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Severe possible, we'll tell you when with Paul Poteet and a report in just seconds. Silver alert, Muncie still activated. That bridge collapse near Baltimore is in our national news. And Dr. McCreese comes in bottom of hour. A congressman comes shortly after that. Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday, March the 26th. Steve Lindell live in the WMUN studios. And listeners on the social media as well as the Alexa devices. Hello, Mike Rhodes. I see you. Mama in Minnesota with the new fallen snow there. 5 to 8 inches was what the weather rock said in the backyard of the estate there near Monticello, Minnesota. Let's look at our weather now. WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet has that.
Well, this morning's weather map has a cold front waiting for us back out to the west in Illinois. We had rain overnight and big breezes. Wind advisory continues today. That goes until 6 p.m. Another round of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon have a risk of becoming severe. Temperatures will top out into the low 60s and begin to fall back into the 50s by late afternoon. The wind dies down and it's much colder tonight with a low of 37. Partly to mostly sunny on Wednesday. Tomorrow, 48. Hard freeze Wednesday night, clear and 29. Sunny, 53 on Thursday. And pretty nice on Friday, with a high of 63 then.
All right, thank you, Paul. 807, live on WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're calling this Wapahani Week. Starting to see signs around town. Go Wapahani, win state. That kind of support is fantastic. I think I saw an autograph session happen at a local business recently. Lots of cool stuff. Our coverage continues all week in the 4 to 5 p.m. afternoon time frame with the Power Hour. Mark Forster likely has that as a lead item pretty much every day this week. And then, of course, Saturday is the big day, game day for all the state championships. You'll hear several of those on our Woof Boom stations, including Oldies 101 Radio Sports. And here on WMUN, our local broadcast coverage will be with our guys. We're not allowed to video stream it. That's IHSAA rules, but we will paint the descriptive word pictures with our broadcasters, and we have several of them deployed in studio and on location at Gainbridge Fieldhouse for Saturday full coverage. Ella Saylor still missing. I just checked the Indiana Silver Alert page. The Muncie 15-year-old white female missing since February 3rd. That is still an active Silver Alert. Please call Muncie Police Department if you've heard or seen anything. 765-747-4838. That's 747-4838 or dial 911. The rest of our local news summary now. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. Meet some of the candidates for governor tonight on WLBC. Several groups are holding a watch party.
It will take place in the conference room of Ball State University's Multicultural Center. I'm Peter Killeen.
There's also a listen party in your car or home. We will carry the Fox 59 hosted event tonight, 7 to 8 p.m. with those that hope to secure the Republican nomination for Indiana governor. One candidate for one of Indiana seats in Congress says he's disappointed in the incumbent he is facing in the GOP primary. Kurt Darling has that.
State Rep Chuck Goodrich got into the race for Indiana's 5th District in Congress under the assumption that current Congresswoman Victoria Spartz was leaving. He was taken by surprise when she changed her mind.
With her flip-flopping, I'm going to get back in the race with 3 or 4 days left. That was very disappointing to the voters, very disappointing to me and the other folks running.
On All Indiana Politics, he says he would push for fewer business regulations and a balanced budget in Washington if elected. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
It's an event where organizers are saying, ready, set, roll.
And that's a little bit of what it sounds like. I'm John Herrick. It's called the Pinewood Derby, and it begins this week at the Indiana State Museum. The museum's communication director, Carla Knapp, says you can build your own miniature cars and then race them down a track.
We have 9 days where people can come to the museum. They can bring their own cars, or they can take one out of our collection and borrow that one for the day to race it and participate.
It runs from this Wednesday through Saturday, and then April 3rd through the 8th. And on April 8th, they'll even have some solar eclipse-themed space races. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
At the meeting yesterday of the Anderson Safety Board, one new police officer and six new firefighters took their oath to begin protecting Anderson. Police Chief Michael Lee and Fire Chief Dave Cravens recommended the candidates, which were all approved by the board. CSX Railroad has said they are making repairs in Anderson on the crossing at 18th and Columbus Avenue. Columbus Avenue is now closed between State Road 32 and 19th Street for a period of about 2 weeks. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
A Muncie filmmaker has an official selection for Independent Shorts Awards in Los Angeles. The Christmas Bowl is now an official nominee in the category Best Kid Film. Thomas Peek told WLBC Radio News that he knew two things. It had to be a Christmas-themed movie, and that all proceeds had to go towards a good cause. $327 was raised for Secret Families Henry County. We're awaiting word on the next steps of the contest. Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns used his remarks at the trustees meeting recently to address concerns and complaints around Senate Bill 202, signed into law by the governor March 13th, kicks in July 1, intended to increase intellectual diversity in higher education across the state. The Daily News, the student-run newspaper, last week said that Mearns addressed the critics and skeptics of the bill, saying that some of their concerns, quote, are not well-founded because they aren't based on what is actually in SB 202, unquote, which he also told me specifically on WMUN News Radio 2 weeks ago. The Daily News seemed to say that Mearns was speaking, quote, in defense, unquote, of his position. At the end of the speech, Mearns restated his belief that SB 202 would not force the university to backtrack on some of its core ideals and principles. Rick Hall, chair of the Board of Trustees, said, quote, I am not troubled by this bill. It affirms a lot of our core beliefs, and I think we'll continue to thrive, unquote. Indiana State Police troopers arrested a Greenwood man on Sunday for serious drug and weapon charges.
Christopher Spall is a convicted felon and is not supposed to be carrying a gun. His car was broken down on the side of the road in Jennings County on Sunday when troopers drove up and offered to help him out.
While they were speaking with the driver, only occupant of that vehicle, they did observe what appeared to be apparent drug activity inside the vehicle, which resulted in further investigation.
State Police Sergeant Kerry Hall says cops used a dog to locate about 23 grams of meth and a gun. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
If the weather works out, Madison County will be making some noise very soon. Here's WLBC reporter Brett Busby.
Earlier, we reported the opening of Anderson Speedway happening later this week, but looked at the wrong schedule. Luckily, our Anderson Speedway set this reporter straight. President Rick Dawson.
A lot of people confuse Anderson Speedway here in Anderson with Anderson Motor Speedway in South Carolina. That's what happened. This Saturday night, we start the 77th season. Gates open at 3. We race at 6 o'clock. Modifieds, Crown Vicks, Legends, and Thunder Roasters.
Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Meet some of the candidates for governor tonight on WLBC. We will carry the Fox 59-hosted event tonight, 7 to 8 p.m., for those that hope to secure the Republican nomination for Indiana governor. Three kids were hurt in a shooting in Elkhart late Saturday night.
The youngest of the three hurt was 12 years old. The other two are 16 and 17. It happened at around 9 o'clock Saturday evening when police got the call about shots fired. They arrived where the shooting happened and they found the 12-year-old with gunshot wounds. They got another call about shots fired nearby and then found the older two victims. All three were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made in either shooting. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Project manager gig open. East Central Indiana Regional Planning District has that for SS4A action plan focused on safe streets and roads. They're also looking for some interns to work with the mayor of Gas City in Grant County, click the button on our local news page for information on how to apply. Anderson has a walk-a-mile, too, as we hear from WLBC reporter Brett Busby.
Save the date, April 6th, for the 11th annual Walk-a-Mile in My Shoes for Madison County. Get your team together or be your own team. Sponsors are still needed. It all benefits the Christian Center in Anderson. Executive Director Rob Spaulding.
All the money goes into to support the ministries. I mean, we serve over 2,000 men, women, and children, so it's really, you know, these things help.
Starting time 10 a.m. at AU's Reardon Auditorium. Register or get more info. ChristianCenter.org/walk. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Thank you, Brett. Coming up bottom of our guest in studio, Dr. McCreese, one of our sponsors, to help us continue to get ready to be safe and enjoy the total solar eclipse. He's coming in at 8:30 and also will explain, so listen very closely, of how to get their free eclipse glasses. They still have those available for people throughout the area. Stand by. That's coming up within about 15 minutes this morning on WMUN.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Continuing coverage from Fox News Radio right before the top of the hour of the bridge collapse near Baltimore. If you're just hearing about this for the first time, it was overnight. I think it was about the 2 a.m. hour when a huge cargo ship ran into the bridge that we're talking about and caused it to immediately collapse. There were some vehicles on the bridge. I believe there were some workers that were also either injured or worse. It was in the dark of the night, of course, which compounded the difficulty for what they needed to do for that extreme and immediate situation. And again, this large bridge destroyed by this cargo ship that ran into one of the huge support areas that held the bridge up, it collapsed, and they are dealing with that as quickly as possible, obviously. They have had a couple of press conferences so far this morning. We will continue to cover those through our news gathering partners for national news, Fox News Radio. Right before the top of the hour, you'll hear our next update and hourly updates on that and all the other news of the day, always weekdays and weekends here on WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie. It's 8:20 a.m. Eastern Time. At 8:45, we'll have the rebooked congressman. He had a speaking engagement yesterday. Greg Pence will be on with us at 8:45 this morning to talk about several items that we wanted some updates on. Before that, we'll have Dr. McCreese from McCreese Vision Group in our studio to have at least one last time to look at the safety aspect of that total solar eclipse that will be right over our heads in Muncie, Delaware County, and East Central Indiana on April the 8th. Totality is just after 3 p.m., I want to say 3:08 from memory. It's probably in front of me somewhere. By the way, WMUN still new enough to be in the newfangled studios. WMUN word of the day is newfangled, attracted to novelty of the newest style or kind. The WMUN word of the day is not sponsored, but it is sponsorable, and it is provided by Pat Lindell in Minnesota, my brother who gave it to me as a Christmas gift. He also gave me a jersey, a Minnesota Vikings jersey. We'll look at your weather again in just a little bit. Kind of squishy out there to start the day. Let's get a snapshot of the day today first.
It's March 26th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's Epilepsy Awareness Day. This neurological condition affects nearly 50 million people worldwide, impacting the central nervous system, causing seizures and other symptoms. Epilepsy can affect anyone at any age and can be caused by brain injuries, genetics, immune disorders, infection, and in some cases, no cause can be found at all. However, epilepsy is a very treatable condition, and a range of options are available from the use of medications to more invasive surgical procedures. So remember, wear something purple to help bring awareness to and eliminate the stigma surrounding epilepsy. Also on this date, in 1953, Dr. Jonas Salk announced he had successfully tested a vaccine to prevent polio. Clinical trials on the life-saving drug would begin the following year. And in 2020, COVID-related job loss caused a record 3.3 million Americans to file for unemployment benefits, according to the Labor Department. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, Muncie, Indiana, USA, I didn't wear purple today, but lavender to support epilepsy. This counts, I think, though radio is not in color. It could be. I have not done the video feature for a couple of days, by the way. I hope no one's mad at me. The pre-feed that we do on the Facebook fan page for WMUN Muncie, work has just gotten in the way for the preparing of the daily show, so I was not able to do the video feed. My intent is to continue doing that for the, I don't know, two of you that care that that I didn't do that for you. We'll certainly add that back in. All right, lighter side of news. In fact, it could be the stressy side of news, talking money, 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 money. There were no winners in last night's Powerball jackpot drawing. Fox's Ted Lindner has that.
The numbers in Monday night's Powerball drawing were 7, 11, 19, 53, 68, and 23. The jackpot now grows again to at least $865 million for Wednesday night's drawing, making it one of the top five biggest Powerball jackpots in the game's history. No one has won the Powerball jackpot since New Year's Day. Meantime, the Mega Millions also with a huge jackpot, sitting at $1.1 billion ahead of tonight's drawing. No one has won the Mega Millions since early December. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Are you like me? Do you only buy those kind of lottery tickets when the jackpot gets hugeungus? Of course, your odds are tremendously worse. I'm not a mathematician, but because more and more and more people play, I would assume the odds go down and down and down and down. But somebody's got to win eventually. I think that's how it works. Glad that you're excited to be in the Axia Command Center. Emily Guffey, producer, yawning away this morning in the middle of the show called Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. Hello, Mama in Minnesota. Got a snow update from her yesterday. 5 to 8 inches is what they had, as I said, on the weather rock in the backyard of the house. Maybe they got some more. I don't know. The worst of it seemed to say two harbors and along the north shore of Lake Superior. That's where the winter storm warning they had in effect. It still may be there. I'm just not focused on that because I'm focused on Chad. Our next item here. He's using music to make a point.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do.
It's unclear if former Republican Representative Ken Buck of Colorado and current GOP Wisconsin Representative Mike Gallagher and several dozen other lawmakers are channeling the Animals frontman Eric Burdon. But they certainly share the same sentiments. Congress isn't a very fun place to be anymore, and that's why lawmakers are skipping out early, retiring before their term completes next January. Buck just quit, saying he was frustrated and calling Congress difficult. Gallagher had announced he was retiring, but he checks out in mid-April. Ohio Republican Bill Johnson quit. So did New York Democrat Brian Higgins.
We gotta get out of this place.
And that is exactly the thinking of the lawmakers who are storming the exits. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Chad does a great job. Fox News Radio, we're an affiliate. Updates right before the top of the hour. We will have an update from them, the latest on the bridge collapse story that happened while you were sleeping in the Baltimore area. We usually hold this till the end of the show, but our guest list might keep us from getting to it. So let's go to California now.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A miracle rescue from a plane crash in the mountains of California makes today's Dean's List. The incredible story unfolded in Whitethorn, California, when the sheriff's office got a call about a small aircraft that went down in the area. First responders joined the sheriff's office, the highway patrol unit, several fire departments, and a tech rescue crew. When they got to the crash, what was left of the plane seemed to be caught up in the trees and the brush. But the family of three, including a two-year-old, survived. According to reports, the engine failed after takeoff, and the plane started to lose altitude. The pilot then activated a system called CAPS, which triggered a parachute attached to the frame of the aircraft that helped slow the descent. Along with the swift rescue efforts from first responders, mom, dad, and daughter are all doing great. What a wonderful story. Janice Dean, Fox News.
On WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, welcome in Indianapolis. We see you clicking on the Alexa device and many others as well. Coming next, Dr. McCreese is in the green room, and he'll be in the studio in a moment on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, GameBridge is doing the same. Their online platform does things differently because it's designed to put you in charge of growing your own savings. It's intuitive, it's easy, and best of all, it's on your terms. No wonder GameBridge has earned the trust of 40% repeat customers. It's a better way to invest because it's investing your way. Get started today with as little as $1,000 at GameBridge.io.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralask pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal. Economic development news for Delaware County, Indiana. A product of WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Jay Chapman, president and CEO of Wolf Boom Radio, said, "This effort is just another expression of how we are investing in the community in a way that drives business growth and opportunity in Muncie and Delaware County." Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. How to get there? Go to MuncieJournal.com and click the link for the all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill, then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Bottom of hour, again about a half hour from now, another update live with respect to the bridge collapse in the Baltimore area. Happened about 2 o'clock in the morning. If you've just heard about this, a large container ship ran into the main support of an interstate bridge. It destroyed it. There were cars on the bridge. We do not know how many. We do not know the statistics of the situation. They are trying to figure that out as quickly as possible. The light of day now there will help in their recovery efforts, and they are definitely still calling it recovery efforts for that which has occurred. They've also specifically said, by the way, they do not suspect terrorism. They do think that it's a high probability it was just a terrible accident. We'll find out more. Updates right near the top of the hour, every hour on WMUN. All right, lighter side of news. The total solar eclipse is getting closer and closer and closer. And Dr. McCreese is in the studio here from the McCreese Vision Group in Muncie. Great to see you again this morning. Thanks for inviting me out last Saturday. That was fun for the drive-through event that you did for everybody.
It was. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. We'll talk about the safety aspect of it again. And guys, I don't think we can say that too much because this is obviously something that everybody's going to want to see. But at the end of it, talking to a vision specialist here, we want them still to see. So there are some dangers about that, and I want you to reiterate that if you don't mind in just a moment. First, the very kind thing that you have done and your great staff has put together these free eclipse glasses. That was the reason you had the Saturday event. But those are available at several locations, and the where's and when's of that, if you don't mind, Dr. McCreese.
Yes, the glasses are free to the public, and we have them available for pickup at the office, 3300 West Purdue Avenue. Dr. Kunz's office also has some available just a block away. And then all the fire departments are distributing glasses daily. The station number 1 is Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. And all the other stations are from Monday to Thursday, 2 to 6.
Okay, very good.
We also have donated, I believe, a sufficient quantity of glasses to the schools to distribute to the parents of the students. Because we feel like adult supervision is very important when you're watching the eclipse.
Absolutely. Let's get into that then, if you don't mind. Your specialty, obviously, is the eyes. You fix when you can if something has gone wrong, but you're very adamant about the safety aspect of this celestial event. Again, as if someone listening right now hadn't heard, how dangerous can this be if you don't view it properly and safely, Dr. McCreese?
I had the misfortune of examining a young boy, mm-hmm. around 9 years old, when I was training, who had bilateral macular holes, which is basically legally blind in both eyes.
Burn.
For life.
Oh, for life.
And so there is no coming back from this event. If you watch the eclipse unprotected, your eyes will be damaged. And sunglasses are grossly inadequate and probably more damaging because they blunt your reflex even worse. And the only way to safely watch the eclipse is through special eclipse glasses that bear the ISO designation that they're safe for that.
Okay. And to know that designation, you know, you're way smarter than anybody else in this room. That's for darn sure. Where would you look for that? Is there a special tag or something involved?
Yes. As you look on the inside of the glasses, the ones that go against your temples, there should be a notation that these are safe for direct sun viewing, and they comply to the ISO 12132-2, which is the international standard for watching directly the sun.
All right. Very good. Do you have a plan for what you are going to be doing for the eclipse? Will you be standing outside your office, or do you know yet?
I will probably have a glass of wine
sure.
and look at the sun through my eclipse glasses at home.
Enjoy it. Dr. McCreese is our guest this morning from the McCreese Vision Group in Muncie on Purdue Avenue, just near the Lindenbrook area. As he mentioned just a moment ago, the eclipse glasses that they're giving away for free of charge are available at their office and the fire stations. So thanks for doing that for the schools. I bet they were very happy and grateful that you were able to do that for them too.
Yes, we're very happy to be able to allow the students to watch this incredible event safely.
And last thing I wanted to touch on was something that you brought up to me when I was with you on Saturday at your place for the broadcast, McCreese Vision Group, sponsor of Woof Boom Radio. You talked about your staff. You talked about the incredible people surrounding you. Your name's on the sign, but you made it very clear to me, Dr. McCreese, that it is very much a team effort. And, well, you tell me, would you, in your own words, about your staff?
My staff is amazing. We have very long-term people that I work with. And I love and respect them greatly. They are dedicated to their jobs, dedicated to their patients, and they do the best they can every day to provide the best care. And it's a privilege to work with people that are so professional and so wonderful to work with for so many years. I've been here for over 30 years now, and some of my staff has been with me longer than I have been in the practice. For example, Jerry Runham came with the practice, and she was there 12 years before I took over the practice. And she's the mother of the practice. It's incredible. And then all my techs and my Julia Jordan, my head nurse, is incredible. Cindy Walker, our front reception manager, is incredible. We have such wonderful, wonderful long-term people that make the practice what it is.
And I know you love what you do, and thank you for providing the service that you do in Muncie, Indiana, because you don't have to go far, far away to have exceedingly great care with McCreese Vision Group.
It's been wonderful to be in Muncie since I graduated in 93, and the community's been amazing, and we love serving the Muncie community.
Well, thank you very much for your support to this community, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for coming in again this morning.
Thank you.
Dr. McCreese, our guest, with Congressman Pence next, about 10 minutes away on WMUN.
Doing one more rep, giving 100% during drills, finishing the game strong.
There's a gratifying lesson in pushing yourself to your limit.
Digging a little deeper.
Refusing to give up. I am Bryce Gray from University High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. In high school sports, when you push your body to the brink, you realize how mentally tough you are.
No matter what challenges come your way, you know you can overcome them.
Your commitment and work ethic as a student athlete helps build the drive you need to handle the physical, mental, and emotional demands of each day.
And with your coach and teammates behind you, you are reminded that you never have to face any of it alone.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. You can see student athletes overcome obstacles firsthand by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. It's always good to know we have champions of high school sports in the stands. This is learning perseverance. This is developing grit. This is your IHSAA.
Stack up and save big on everyday essentials now at Menards. We have it all from big to small and everything in between. Keep your devices powered with Energizer Max batteries. They deliver consistent performance and can hold power for up to 10 years while in storage. Energizer Max batteries are on sale now through March 31st. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now's the time to get your AC ready to run efficiently with our $59 guaranteed tune-up. We guarantee your air conditioner not to break down this summer, or we will credit your $59 towards any repair. Our schedule is filling up fast, so act now. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com/Muncie. Heil, depend on us.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Mike Rhodes in the building now. He's the editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com and the 765BusinessJournal.com. By the way, an announcement coming soon about the radio version of the 765BusinessJournal.com radio show. You're going to like this one. Hey, let me tell you, we're a couple of minutes away from connecting with a congressman, Greg Pence, in minutes and moments. While we have just a little bit here, let's get some more of our run list items in. As we know, it's all about the spelling.
Take a pause.
On April 6th and 7th, dozens of animal shelters across the U.S. are not holding a slumber party. They're holding a slumber potty. That's P-A-W-T-Y, like Heartland Animal Shelter in Wheeling, Illinois.
What we're inviting people to do is sleep over here at Heartland Animal Shelter. You can share a kennel with an adorable dog and also with cats, kittens.
The shelter's Jenny Schleter.
Everybody who participates will share the animals on their social media channels to spread the word about them and get more animals adopted.
They're also going to be showing movies. They'll have kitten yoga, games, and what may be the highlight? A peanut butter eating contest.
What we do is we will pair up people versus dogs, and we smear the peanut butter on a very clean window.
Then someone on the other side of the window takes photos to see who licks off the most peanut butter. Do a search on Slumber Potty to see which shelter near you is participating. Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Yeah, make sure you spell potty right, though, if you do a Google search on that. You may be wondering, Muncie Animal Care and Services, are they participating? I do not know, but I'm pretty sure that somebody on our staff is going to tell them to later on today. More reaction now from that terror attack in Moscow.
Securing America.
America's national security infrastructure continues to react to the recent ISIS attack at a concert hall in Moscow. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder spoke about the ISIS threat Monday.
It's something that we just have to keep after and not underestimate their ability to conduct these kinds of attacks.
The attack in Russia came one day after U.S. CENTCOM Commander General Eric Kurilla said this before the House Armed Services Committee.
I assess ISIS Khorasan retains the capability and the will to attack U.S. and Western interests abroad in as little as 6 months with little to no warning.
That sentiment echoed by Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio Monday on Fox and Friends.
ISIS would love to do what they did in Moscow here in the United States in multiple places if they could.
Rubio says the lack of security at the U.S. southern border makes it easier for ISIS to place personnel here for a potential attack. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
WMUN Muncie, Indiana, saying hello to Chicagoland. I see you on the Alexa listening map and many others as well here in the immediate area, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest. Quick reminder, before we get to Congressman Pence, we're connecting now. Eye the Sky. This is a contest for a chance to win a car. It's associated, and because of the big total solar eclipse, you know, that's April 8th. The contest is for a chance to win a Saturn Sky automobile. And that's provided by Ryan's Auto Sales in Muncie. The chance to win the car begins with you attending one of or all of the remaining Sky stops. You can check those out on various websites within the Woof Boom Radio Group. You can also listen to our various stations that are doing those events and explaining how the contest works. And we still have plenty of slots available for people to add in as finalists of that event. Now let's go live to the phone of Greg Pence. He is a congressman in the great state of Indiana. And we say hello to you, fine sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Always better when I'm talking to the likes of you, sir.
Gosh, I think you stole that line from me, didn't you?
I did. I wrote it down last time we talked when I I gave you trouble when you said it to me too, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
All right,
yes,
let's get all down right to information here. I understand yesterday at about this time you were speaking somewhere. Where was that engagement? Who were you talking to and presenting in front of?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Well, I met with shop talk, talked to farmers over in Shelby County, and the farmers were all from all over the folks place. We even had some people from Kokomo, if you can believe that. Yeah. What is of interest to the farmers, of course, to me and all Hoosiers, as it should be, is where the farm bill is at, what's going to happen, and what the priorities are going to be. The farm bill should get done this year. It's not going to get done. Everyone knows now in the ag community that it's not going to get done. So we're going to continue operating under the old bill. My estimate, as well as the chairman of the farm committee, the ag committee, believes that we won't get to it until 2025, probably January or February. That's not a bad thing, Steve, as the listeners may wonder. Mm-hmm. The reason it's not a bad thing is because there are some folks that really wanted to chop some things out of that bill, and I'm talking about in the Republican Party as well as in the Democrat Party. They really wanted to kind of gut some of the support programs that the farmers look for, some of the programs that open up markets for the farmers. So I think a continuation at this point of the farm bill isn't the worst thing that could happen at this time. So I was talking to those folks, getting their thoughts. E15, ethanol is important to them, things like that. Where the economy's going, and, you know, talk a little politics, have a little food that you shouldn't eat, you know what I mean,
yeah.
At the restaurant. Yeah, a lot of pork.
What's wrong with pork? Pork's good for you. Come on now, it's protein.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with pork.
What kind of dog do you have attacking someone in the background there? What is that?
Soft-coated Wheaton Terrier. My wife's going to throw him out right now.
I like it. It's great noise. Is his name Cujo by chance? That was a big bark.
It's Murphy. He's an Irish fella. He thinks he can eat squirrels, but he's never caught one.
Gotcha. We have that same dog at our house. His name is Buddy. This is Congressman Greg Pence on WMUN. We had another one of those last-minute votes to try to keep the world open. How did you vote on the spending bill early in the morning Saturday, and why did you choose to vote that way, Congressman?
Yeah, so let me kind of so what this was, we were supposed to do 12 appropriation bills last year. Mm-hmm. The deadline was September 30th. These bills were voted out of committee and sent to the floor last year each of the 12 in the 1st of July of last year. During the speaker brouhaha in the fall, we kept kicking the can down the road. And then this year, we kept kicking the can down the road and then broke it up into two large omnibus bills, which we said we wouldn't do, and I think you can hear some aggravation and frustration in my voice. This bill of the $1.6 trillion that is discretionary spending, the other $4 trillion is Medicare and Social Security, but this was $1.2 trillion bill that we finally got, and I'm going to tell you, Steve, we did the same thing that you and I talked about years ago. I got the bill at 2:44 in the morning, and this time I had 29 hours to go through it. Found a lot of things I couldn't stand. I voted yes, and here's why I voted yes.
Okay.
$800 billion of this $1.2 trillion was for the military, which most importantly included a 5.2 pay increase for the soldiers, sailors, Marines, Coast Guard, Air Force fellas, and I told you a story a while back how I went to my base, this is about 2 years ago, the married with children, lower enlisted people were getting food stamps to feed their kids. So that's what tipped me over. I know there's a lot of things in there I couldn't stand, but that's what they do when they shove a bill like this down your throat. A lot of the bad stuff was shoved in by the Senate that we, in the wee hours of Wednesday night, and then we only had Thursday to look at it. So, yeah, unfortunately, I'll also tell you, Steve, I think that's probably the last major piece of legislation we are going to get done this year. Because this was such a something that should have been done for the budget this year, and now we're halfway through the fiscal year. The fiscal year ends September 30th of 2024, so we're already halfway through. We just passed the budget for this year, and now when we get back in 10 days, 2 weeks, we're going to have to work on the budget for the next year. And that's not going to happen.
Congressman Greg Pence, in just 1 minute left, I want you to talk about the pipeline safety bill, et cetera. Could you give us a one-minute summary of what's that standing at?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. So the Energy and Commerce Committee, we pushed through a pipeline bill. You know, I think people would be, if they saw a map of all the pipelines in this country that are underground, it's the safest way to move liquid products. This bill is to enhance the safety of pipeline and also to explore, and this was my amendment, explore how we can move hydrogen, which the oil companies, the engine manufacturers, auto manufacturers like to use hydrogen in vehicles, which is much better idea than using all electric because there's lots of hydrogen that can be produced. And so that passed the Energy and Commerce Committee. It passed the House, and hopefully the Senate picks it up and the president takes a look at it.
Thanks very much for the talk. I appreciate you rebooking into today, too, sir. We hate to miss an opportunity to talk to one of our favorite congressmen out there. This is Greg Pence. Have a great rest of your day, sir.
Thanks, and happy Easter to everybody. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
Very much, Congressman Greg Pence, 6th District of Indiana, on this morning on WMUN. On that last note, by the way, if my notes are correct, that bill passed the full Energy and Commerce Committee and will need to come to the House floor for a final vote. That's the pipeline safety bill in the Energy and Commerce Committee that we were talking about at the end there. If you ever want to replay that or any of our segments, they're already uploaded right after the show to WMUNMuncie.com. My producer, Emily Guffey, takes care of that and so much more from the Exia Command Center. Thank you for your work and thank you for listening. Back again tomorrow morning. More content to share, including Friday morning, the story firsthand of the biggest Easter egg hunt in the world that will happen in Muncie. Well, I might be overstating it a little bit, but it is big. Stand by for that. Lots to do tomorrow and every morning on the new WMUN.